This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch! Get up and rip this motherfucker's butt open! Make him lick his own shit off! You're a huge fucking cock!
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Hello.
Hello, boss.
How you doing, everybody?
I'm fine.
What up, Germany?
I know.
In our Facebook Live suite, also Germany hanging out with us. It is the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. This is the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody. 718-577-1389. Phone lines are now open. And also, of course, the Facebook Live suite, interactive and ready to go for you right on my Facebook page. You can do it as much as you want. We got Martha in there, Giggles in there, Dawn is in there, some chick Jen from Germany is in there. And let me say, hi, Fräulein. Hello.
Fresh mugs.
Damn right, we welcome Germany. Hello. And everything else going on. Joe interacting, saying hi to Martha.
I'm saying hi to Martha.
There you go, right there in the Facebook Live suite. We are ready to go. Good evening, everybody. Everybody's here, except,
what?
Of course, Danny again.
Who?
Danny not in the studio. Joe, just wave your hand. See, Joe's sitting in Danny's seat. And there you go, the ham cam.
I don't like sitting here.
I hate your guts.
Why do you not like sitting there, Joe?
Because I don't like it.
Why? What is the actual reason?
I want to be where I sit.
Yes, but then you bitch about the air conditioner being on.
Yes,
right. You're where you're at. You're at the best spot where there is no AC. It doesn't make it there.
That's true.
And you also have your members only jacket on.
Well, it's not members only. It's a wool shirt.
Oh.
You guys keep it so cold in here.
Well, because we like to, be able to not sweat our balls off.
Bunch of fairies.
I'm not a fairy. You're a fairy.
Nefarious?
Yes, I'm infamously not a fairy. How are you? Martha said, hey, Joe, when did I get my butt massage competition going on? Giggle says, hello, guys. Dawn says, hello, Joe.
That's me.
Jeannie there, hi, Grumpy. That would be, I think, directed towards Billy.
Maybe.
And what the fuck did Joe write? Hi,
I spelled
hi
it wrong.
Dune?
I can't.
Her name is not Dune, it's Dawn.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I missed the A.
You dyslexic fuck.
I missed it.
You're horrible.
Joe?
Wrong letter.
Yeah. Easy, Joe. Easy.
Easy.
I'm nervous.
Shut up! Careful, Icarus. Careful. I don't know. So anyway,
yes.
I was pointing out the fact that Danny's not in studio yet again.
I miss him.
Joe threw out the idea, like, we got to get someone to fill the void. We're not getting rid of Danny.
No, of course not.
But we have to get someone to fill the void, which I thought is a good idea. I don't know where to go with that, though, because we need...
We'll shop at Kmart, see what comes up.
Well, Kmart doesn't exist anymore.
No, they do.
Someone with a big bust.
We need someone. Joe wants some tits in the studio. And when we have a woman in studio, it never works out.
Oh, yeah, it never does.
It never works out.
That's your fault, though, because you're a chauvinist pig.
I am not a chauvinist pig.
Yes, you are.
This one wants all the naked pictures, but you're the chauvinist
pig. Yeah, I'm the chauvinist pig.
Well,
this one. Excuse me, miss. I was wondering if I could see your clitoris.
Every man wants to see things like that.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have to ask them outright. Usually,
no.
You want to build up to that, Joe. You just don't want to throw it out there.
I actually don't do that. You know?
You do that all the time.
Well,
you have literally asked every girl that's probably in our Facebook live stream.
Got any nude pictures?
You have any nude pictures? You've asked that question more than once.
But it doesn't count because they don't send them to me.
It does count that you asked, though, Joe.
Well, no, it only counts if they send them to me.
Excuse me, Judge Kavanaugh. It does matter that you asked for the pictures. It matters. It really, truly does.
They should give them to me.
Repeat her typo. What, don't? I don't know. Thanks, Gina. And Baloney Tits. What's going on? John Baloney Tits is in the Facebook Live suite.
Hello, John.
As well. It
you
is.
Want nude pictures from him, too?
Yeah, you want Baloney Tits pictures?
No.
You got some nice Baloney Tits.
I only want healthy women.
I like some Baloney Tits.
That's right.
So with Danny not being here, I still feel like with him not here, we have kind of got lackadaisical in some of our bits because he's not here to do the bits because
right.
He plays the jingles.
That's
he
right.
plays the sounders because, you know, Lord knows why he never gave Billy any of the stuff that he needs to play.
He
I don't know,
like
but
him.
Answer the phone. Maybe that's the
well,
answer.
Well, that's fucking Baloney Tits. I'll tell you that right now. I know exactly because I said the magic word. I said, hello, Baloney Tits.
What's up, Baloney Tits?
Yes,
is this Uncle Eddie?
Yes, it's Uncle Eddie, and I know that it's always when you say the magic word of Baloney Tits.
There you go.
Baloney Tits calls it.
You know, yeah. I'm pretty consistent, ain't I there, Uncle Eddie?
Yes, your Baloney Tits are definitely on time at all times, and there's always the
well,
kid.
Well, I'm calling you Baloney Tits. I'm not Baloney
no,
Tits.
No, your name is now John Baloney Tits.
Yeah, I'm John from Ohio. I'm one of bad things.
No,
hey, I was going to ask you.
You're John from Ohio. Wait, hold on. John from shush for a minute. You're very amped up on the sugar and the pop drinks. You are
No, I'm drinking an alcoholic drink with no sugar in it.
And you're watching a kid, father of the year.
Two kids. Get it right. Okay.
I think I see two kids. I don't know the two kids. You're John from
Double Vision.
You're John from Ohio on Morning Men. Over here, you're Johnny Baloney Tits. So just so you know, you have different names for different shows.
Okay.
Whatever you want to call me, man.
Okay, so Johnny Baloney Tits, what's up?
I seen that picture you posted of Groucho Marx grabbing Marilyn Monroe the
other
day. I wonder if he actually hit that.
I would think that Groucho hit that because supposedly every woman that he, you know, would take pictures with or would be in movies with, that Groucho slipped the old flesh-colored cigar to.
And And she was a young Marilyn Monroe in that picture. I was like, wow.
I think that was Marilyn Monroe when she was still Norma Jean.
That's not altogether true, though. Chico was
That was when she knew Elton John.
Grabber.
No. Chico was the chick. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just so I can run through this, because Joe had to interrupt the conversation. Well, we were praising the birthday boy, because yesterday was Groucho's birthday.
I know, but you were defaming him.
No, I was not defaming him. Groucho got as much poon as Chico.
Well, he got
Chico
a lot of
would
poon.
Chase the women. That's why he was the chick chaser. That's how he got Chico as his name. Groucho had a grouch bag, which was money that he would wear around his neck.
Right.
Okay. Harpo played the harp. That's how Harpo got his name. Zeppo was just a piece of shit. No one cared about Zeppo.
He sang really
so,
well.
So, yeah. So that's how the Marx Brothers names worked. But you cannot tell me that Groucho Marx did not get pussy.
No, he got.
Is that what you're trying to say?
He got that good stuff.
Yeah.
He got poon.
He got that baloney too.
He got the young stuff. He was, what's the guy that got in trouble out in Hollywood?
Which guy?
The last couple of years.
Bill
Cosby.
No,
the guy that was the producer.
Oh, Weinstein.
Oh, Weinstein, yeah.
Weinstein, he was the Harvey Weinstein before Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, he was definitely the reason why Groucho Marx is one of my icons in the universe. Number one, first off, I love I'll fight anybody who says that the Three Stooges are funnier than the fucking Marx Brothers.
No, never gonna come
so no, I don't give a shit. There are people that will fight me on that.
What about Laurel and Hardy?
Laurel and Hardy are great, too. By the way, did you see the biopic movie coming out with
which one?
What the fuck is his name? Oh, the guy was in Step Brothers. Not Will Ferrell, the other one.
Oh,
John C. Reilly.
Oh, yeah, John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly plays, Hardy? Who's the fat one?
Why are you sweating so much? I just got done watching Cops.
Cops doesn't come out until 4.
Oliver Hardy.
Oliver Hardy. Hey. He plays Oliver Hardy, John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I was going to ask you about a movie there, Uncle Eddie. You're my, movie guy. Whenever you're in the movie theaters, you get that popcorn, and then I don't know what you're doing in the with the girl next to you, but I don't go to the movies a lot, but I'm actually going to go to the movie theater and watch the Venom movie. I'm a big Tom Hardy fan.
Okay.
I wanted to get your thoughts on that movie, and I'll just take them off the air. I'll be listening on the Facebook thing.
All right, there, Baloney Tits. Thank you, Baloney Tits. So Baloney Tits wants to know what I'm thinking about the Venom movie. The Venom movie comes out, by the way, Comic-Con weekend. It was very smart of Sony to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The big Venom movie, though, does not take place in the Spider-Man universe, which I think is a major strike in the negative column. Venom is a, as we all know, Joe, I think even you know, that Venom is a Spider-Man foe. It's Spider-Man's greatest foe.
I remember the band, but that's besides
Different, different Venom. Totally different Venom.
Even today, it's a different Venom.
Hey, Lenore, what's up? Lenore hanging out in the Facebook Live suite.
Hey,
Venom is... It looks like a great movie. It looks like it's going to be action-packed. It looks aesthetically pleasing. It looks like it's going to be, like, Tom Hardy's a great actor. Michelle Williams, hot piece of ass from Dawson's Creek. You know, hot piece of ass. She looks fine. She can do stuff.
I think
the villain...
For the comedy in this movie?
I think they're definitely going to go with comedy. I think they're definitely going to try to go the Deadpool route and try to be funny and violent.
Deep. Yeah.
And everything, but I still think it's going to be lacking in a lot of departments because...
Different writers?
Not even different writers, because it doesn't take place in the world. Venom is connected to Spider-Man very much so. So if you don't have the connection there, that's a big, big strike in the negative column. That's a huge fucking thing.
But
what about the people who
really don't give a fuck about
that
shit?
It will still make money, Billy. For assholes like you... who are going to go to the movie theater on a clear slate thinking you're about to see a biopic about that rock band that you just fucking mentioned, Venom.
No much better.
You'll be fine. You'll go there and you'll be fine. But for somebody that's a comic book whore, such as myself, I think it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be lacking in a lot of stuff. Of course it's going to make a shitload of money.
Perhaps...
It opens Comic-Con weekend. All of New York is celebrating. I'm going to Comic-Con tomorrow. All of New York will be there. I'm telling you.
Perhaps maybe that's why they're not blending it together, because if they do, then it pisses off those that pay attention and, like, critique every little thing. Like, oh, it didn't have this version of the Spider-Man connection, and it didn't
here's the problem with that. When you have a story that's already written,
right?
All right, why deviate from the story? If the story
is
literally
what Hollywood does with everything.
I know, and this is why Hollywood should get gonorrhea and die.
Well, they're
working on it. I don't understand if you have something. Dude, it's already in storyboard form. It's a comic book. You can't fuck this up.
I thought it was a graphic novel. Make up your mind. Either it's a comic book or a graphic novel.
There's really, really violent Venom graphic novels, and then there's comic books.
Well, see, there's things to choose from.
But you also,
they just went, fuck it, we'll make it our own.
But you also have the fact that you have a movie that is already written for you. It's in comic book form, hence storyboard form.
Maybe
you can
they
literally
would have to
take
pay,
that.
Maybe they would have to pay more for that.
It's their property. It's Marvel's property. They
I don't
own it.
Know.
Sony owns this shit. It's that simple. Just make the movie.
I don't know.
Accordingly, it's not that hard.
We'll have to have the Chinese steal emails again, and we could find out the real story.
Damn right. Nick, by the way, Nick is late because he's potentially getting hired somewhere. Nick, congratulations on that. By the way, he's not leaving Ham Radio like Danny's not here. He just wants to point that out. Joe, you want to write a letter of recommendation for him in crayon?
Absolutely.
He's asking.
Absolutely.
On toilet paper, no less.
I would totally do that for you.
You tell him you work for Ham Radio at Bunker Studios, and I'll bounce you all the way.
And then when they stop laughing, you could say, in America...
That's right.
All right, going back to Danny. Getting off Venom, both the rock band and the comic book, Danny not being here has kind of dampened a lot of segments, like I was talking about. Now, one of the things that Joe was he was just incensed with before we went to air was Ruby Rose. Because
I like her.
Ruby Rose has been named the most dangerous celebrity on the internet by cybersecurity firm McAfee. You know McAfee virus? You know those
okay.
people, right?
Well, what did she do, crash you?
Well, no, because a lot of people, just as exactly what you did,
what
when
did
you
that?
Went and you looked, who's Ruby Rose? And typed in Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
Searches for the Orange is the New Black actress generate links to more potentially malicious websites.
Oh.
Then searches for any other celebrity. So, like, Kristen Cavallari, I don't care about her, finished second, but followed by... Marion Cotillard. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Somebody look up that. Here, Joe, look up Marion Cotillard. M-A-R.
It takes time for me to spell
all right,
this.
We'll do it slowly because you have dyslexia. We'll do it slowly.
Okay,
go to your search engine.
I got it.
Find your Google.
I got it.
Okay, now you have, ready? M-A-R-I-O-N.
I-O-N.
C-O.
The second name?
Second word, yes. Well, one would be Marion.
Go ahead.
All right, C-O-T-I-L-L.
A-R-D.
A-R-D, yes. So. By the way, hi, Corey. What's going on, Corey?
Oh, she's pretty.
Okay, but what is she in? Do we have any information on her? What is she
gotta
in?
You got to go to the Wikipedia page, Joe.
This is going to take 4 years for Joe to find.
There you go.
I got it. I got
I
it.
I can't find
in
her.
In that corner. Come down.
I love how he screams, I got it, and then Billy from across the room, go down. To the right.
There you go. Whatever those are down there.
Marion Cotillard.
Yeah, what's she in?
Is a French actress, singer, songwriter,
ooh,
musician, environmentalist, and spokesperson for Greenpeace, who achieved international fame with the film La Vie.
Can you get on your microphone? Thank you.
I thought I was on.
No, you got to get the microphone in front of your mouth. There you go.
She is the recipient.
And he still turns his head away from
us.
You got to read it.
Yeah, she's the recipient of an Academy.
Recipient. Yeah, and you have your teeth into
it. I know. Of Academy Award.
Nomination?
What's the BAFTA?
A BAFTA. It's the British Academy Awards.
Oh, wow. A Golden Globe Award and 2 Caesar Awards. What's a Caesar Award?
You get the best salad dressing. I don't know. What was she in that she won these awards for, Joe? I need to know what movie.
What,
I have no clue
those,
who she is.
Well,
they were down there.
I have the whole thing.
Jeez.
Joe's famous words. I got it.
Hold on. Allied.
Allied. Okay.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, okay. She was.
I don't remember her.
She was. She was
the French girl.
Oh. She was the French bitch.
Okay.
She was saving the whales.
Ra's al Ghul's daughter that I can't remember her fucking name. She's the one that stabs Batman.
Oh, terrible woman.
Yeah. She's the Talia al Ghul. That's the
Inception?
Inception. She's the psychotic that goes after Ellen Page.
Okay.
When they go inside the dream, It's Leonardo DiCaprio's ex-wife in the movie. Oh. She's a hot piece of ass. I know who you're talking
about. She's very hot. Yeah, I don't see any nudes.
She's still not hot as not as hot as Ruby Rose. Well,
let me type in nude. See if I can.
Yeah, see if you can find. Just put nude in front of Marion Cotillard.
I'll try that.
So while Joe's looking that up, Ruby Rose replaces last year's most dangerous celebrity, Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne was the most dangerous.
Why was she dangerous?
Yeah. Now a lot of people asking why Ruby Rose. I think it's kind of self-explanatory. Every time you look up Ruby Rose, it's a naked picture. So guys are definitely beating off to Ruby Rose. I know I did. We got a lot of naked pictures here. Yeah. Well, Marion. Yeah, but some of them aren't real, probably.
Got to remember.
Yeah, no, these are real because they say it.
Thanks, Joe.
It's the internet. They said it's real.
There's a guy here even touching her.
Well, here we go.
Are these from the film she was in? The foreign ones, perhaps?
I would think so.
Is this how she saves the whales and stuff?
She just gets naked.
She
distracts the whalers.
She doesn't have that great a body.
Here's my titties.
It's not bad, but, you know, I mean, you might.
All right, so Christy Love, by the way, in the Facebook Live suite is telling, yes, we know it's Marion Cotillard, yeah, is her name Cotillard. We got the chick.
She still wants you to send her like a naked picture of yourself.
I want Chrissy Love to send me a naked picture.
By the way, count of three, press send both of you.
There you go. At the same time, use your clitoris. They want you to know, Joe. Though you have to be careful. The infected sites usually contain real news and gossip. Make sure you never give a celebrity gossip website any personal information.
That's
from McAfee. They want to point out, but. Since Danny's not here, we don't have the sounder. We don't have he would make the full flight. Maybe I can get Nick to do it. Nick, are you still on the Facebook Live suite? Maybe we can get a photo gallery of Ruby Rose as the Spank Bank Girl of the Week. I would like to have Ruby Rose.
She's actually getting intercourse.
Wait, which one? Marion is getting the intercourse.
Yes, she's getting intercourse.
Is she getting the old intercourse?
Yes.
They're sticking one in her vagina?
Exactly.
Are they sticking anything in her back door, front door? What is it?
I don't think this is Photoshop.
You don't think it's Photoshop?
No.
There's a nice meat thermos in her front door?
It looks that way.
Is it veiny? Uh-huh. Is it inside?
Looks real. Want to see Billy?
Billy, want to see this dude's penis? Come on, Bill.
Joe, that's definitely not her.
That's definitely not her.
That looks
that's
like her.
By the way,
crystal clear. Unless she was doing those Skinamax movies.
Well, it says here, Marion,
they're not getting a shot.
It says here, Cotillard, they get the fucking.
All right, shut up. Nick, Nick, if you can help us out with something, put something on the website. If you can add Ruby Rose as the Spank Bank Girl of the Week, is that a problem? No problem. Add Ruby Rose nudes coming up. Yeah! That's my boy! The Canadian Unified Network Technician, the CUNT.
In Canada, Nick. They have different viruses.
Yeah, they're totally okay. Everything's just drenched in maple syrup.
They have parts that already are covered in snow, so they need this.
Yeah, so get me a nice photo album to put on the website. Put in the Spank Bank Girl of the Week section, and we'll have that up and running, and we'll have Ruby Rose, who, by the way, also, to connect it to the comic book stuff, she will be the new Batwoman. On the CW,
oh,
she's coming to TV, so you can see her. You can see her on TV. She probably won't be nude on Batwoman, though,
no,
Joe. I'm sorry
TV,
about that.
You
CW
think
is not
TV? Good. They won't. This, even
cable.
The CW, yeah. Even the CW does not let you see nipples.
No, they don't.
Or vagina.
I
it will
know.
Be
shocking.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I've written a lot of letters, but
yes, I've called the FCC numerous times and said, "Excuse me, I would like to see piss flaps and some titties on my show, please."
Just a little
but
bit.
You remember
that
when
would
they
be nice.
Used to have shows like Three's Company. And,
come and knock on our door.
One day at a time.
One day at
anything,
a time.
Anything during the 70s.
Well, there was nipples
the
all the time.
Was at set at like 40 degrees, and all the girls just wore T-shirts.
Suzanne Summers.
Female.
He's talking about Suzanne Summers. He's trying to beat around the bush.
Is that right?
You never noticed that in the 70s. All those TV shows, all the women in them always had T-shirts.
Now, yes.
And it was always like 40 degrees in the studio.
I speak Billy. Let me slim down what Billy just said. Okay. There was a lot of nipples.
Yeah.
There you go. A lot of nipples sticking out. The turkey was done on a lot of those shows that he's referring
to. And then
they would,
you know, you get to see them in reruns when you, you know.
Do they get rid of the nipples?
No, they can't.
All the nipples are still there?
Yeah.
Nice. Nipples should never go away.
No, they shouldn't.
They should never go away.
It's amazing when you look at TV then and now.
And miniskirts should definitely come back.
Fran, you can kiss me. Fran wants to kiss me.
Well, I don't kiss you.
Why, did she lose a bet?
Yeah. I don't know. Franz called. I don't know if she's calling me Mr. Speaker. Mm-hmm. Mr. Speaker. I think that's what she wrote, so I don't know. Fran, you want to come down here and kiss me? You can.
Yeah.
Nick said, by the way, he will get them up within the tonight's episode. So during the course of the Ham Radio Show, we will have a brand new, without Danny, Spank Bank Girl of the Week. It will be Ruby Rose, the brand new Batwoman. She is the most dangerous celebrity on the internet, as voted by cybersecurity firm McAfee, the creators of the McAfee virus, and also voted by Joe, creator of the herpes virus.
Oh, they
was Joe.
Yeah.
No, so. Joe didn't create herpes.
He didn't create it?
Nah.
No.
They call
Simplex
him?
3, yes, but not the original herpes.
Because they call him the incubator. That's his nickname.
I had a friend named Herpes.
You did?
Yeah. Herpes?
Excuse me, Herpes, your father's on the phone.
Oh, they made that movie, Herpes the Love Bug.
That was Herbie.
Oh. Oh
wow.
He sure was Herbie.
That, get, that was supposed to go to a break.
That, I swear to God, that was Joe's attempt at a joke.
That was the joke.
When you get a chance, please drive down to this studio and beat the shit out of Joe. Just come by. We'll let you hit him a couple of times.
I thought it was
funny. And then we'll pull him off.
Herpes the Love Bug.
Yeah, how about Herpes? How about Herpes? I swear to God, I wish I had a fully loaded gun shoot you.
God. So anyway, what's That's next?
So here's what I want you to do. Go upstairs and check the tub out and see if you can just stay underwater for a while.
Herpes.
It'd be great. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Joe.
Show.
We will duct tape Joe's mouth. We will stop the insanity of the Ham Radio Show.
No, we won't.
We will be right back, right here on HamRadioShow.com, after these words. Yeah!
This is Ham Radio.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
We'll be right back.
The Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout for 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Come on!
What happened?
AC/DC, let's go!
But none of that makes
gotta
sense.
Gotta lose! Run the news! I love pissing off Billy. It's the greatest thing in the world.
It's not pissing me off.
Yes, it is. Every time I sing along, and if I don't sing the words, he gets so pissed.
I just imagine everybody just going click.
No, they love it. They dance around. They sing with us.
Sure,
they got your words
down pat.
Come on now. Come on. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Hey, 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 hey. So what are we doing now?
The back in black. Oh, what? Hi-o. Ding dong. What's next? Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We are live on hamradioshow.com as well as countless internet radio stations, because guess what? I don't know if you're listening to us live.
That's
if
right.
You're not, we're on a shitload of other stations. So feel free to listen to the Ham Radio Show whenever and wherever you are. Yeah! That's right. Okay.
Hell, they get it in Cleveland.
They get it in Cleveland. We
Germany, hate Germany.
Germany.
Germany with Hotfights von Schwulka. We had the German. She was in there. Jen the German. Her new name, Jen the German. Hi, this is Peter Hitler, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Oh, how you doing?
I don't agree with my brother.
Oh, my brother was an asshole.
He was not a good man.
Fuck him. He was a vegetarian painter. Fuck off.
Something to that effect.
Yeah, fuck him. Right in his Fräulein. So anyway, by the way, so Baloney Tits that called before, he's John from Ohio on Morning Men.
Right.
Sirius XM 82. In the morning with Evan and Babs, Evan Cohen and Michael Babchick in the morning, as well as Goldberg, their producer, every morning on Channel 82, Sirius 82. XM, Channel 82. So on that show, he's John from Ohio. When he calls here, John Baloney Tits was referring to, I had a picture of Marilyn Monroe before I believe she was Marilyn. I think she was still Norma Jean. And Groucho. Groucho's birthday was yesterday, October 2nd. I don't know exactly when he was born. Alexa, what is... Alexa. Alexa, you deaf bitch. Alexa! What, did she just die on me? Alexa! How old is Groucho Marx?
Groucho Marx died on August 19, 1977, at the age of 86.
All right, so in 1977, at 86, he died.
He died in 77?
77. Yeah. So I believe by my math, if he was still alive today, he'd be 175.
Well, something.
I think something like
that.
I carried the one in the wrong spot. Yeah. I don't know. Alexa.
I don't think he was dead.
If Groucho Marx was alive today, how old would he be?
I don't know that.
Well, you're a cunt.
Well, add it up.
Alexa,
dumb bastard.
If Groucho Marx was alive today, how old would he be?
12.
As of October 3rd, 2018, Groucho Marx would be 128
years old. 128
years old.
And one day.
Really. I honestly didn't think he was dead that long. I thought he died like, you know.
In the 80s.
No, 77. Well, 90s, and then he had... Then he died, Because I'm a Marx Brothers historian.
Yeah.
When he died, he had a chick that was, I believe that he did marry. Yeah, if he didn't marry her, he might have married her.
She was like
this younger broad. She was like in her 40s. She was ape shit crazy.
Yeah.
And she took over the estate of Groucho Marx. Yeah. That was her breaking shit.
Yes.
She took over the estate of Groucho Marx, and she like went nuts. They took her to court.
Oh yeah,
it was all about the money. She all wanted right. the money.
Well, Groucho had a few.
He had a shitload of it. Yeah, thing.
And then it was all about the yeah.
By the way, if you're listening to the Ham Radio Show, Lenore in the Facebook Live Suite wants you to know that her Alexa just answered her.
Oh,
so with my question. So if
that
you,
happens,
if you have the, if you're listening to the Ham Radio Show and you have a Amazon Echo, and I do say, Alexa, fart.
Ooh, wet one.
Yeah, hopefully in your house, Alexa just farted.
Yes, she did.
So hopefully that happened.
That's great.
But in honor of the birthday boy and one of my icons in the world of entertainment, I give to you, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll have a beer.
That's right. Pour one down for the man, the myth, the mustache, Groucho Marx. Ladies and gentlemen, here is one of his hits. This is Lydia, the Tattooed Lady.
I love this song.
Brings back memories. Childhood days, lemonade, romance. My life was wrapped around a circus. Her name was Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1900, marked down from 1940. Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun. Thais! Dubarry! Gabo! Rolled into one. Oh! Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world if you step up and tell her where. For a dime, you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When our muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka and jazz with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. No, no, no. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. La, 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 la. Whaling, unveiling the Trilon. Over on the west coast we have Treasure Island. Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Here's her social security number. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the champ of the whole. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia.
Lydia.
I said Lydia.
He said Lydia. Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We he said Lydia. Lydia. Yes. Yes, the boys, baby. The Marx Brothers, the best comedy troupe. Screw the three. I like the Three Stooges, but screw them.
It's different.
It's But the thing is, you get people that they make this debate, Joe.
No, no.
And they
have
this weird debate where they will fight you and say that the Howard brothers, who are the Three Stooges, were better than the Marx brothers. The Marx brothers were intellectual comedy.
Absolutely.
When the Howard brothers, a.k.a. the Three Stooges,
slapstick. Absolutely.
So no one gives a shit.
Physical comedy. Yeah.
Absolutely. But people still will fight you to the nail about who is the best in the business.
If you go in the green room back in the back, you'll see that I have a wall of comedy teams in my favorite.
Yes. Right.
And I have a picture of Laurel and Hardy, mm-hmm. Abbott and Costello, Martin and Lewis. They were all great comedians.
How about Rowan and Martin?
Fred and Ollie.
I didn't like them.
You don't like them?
No, I have Norton and Cramden, you know.
Hey, Norton!
Yeah, you want to fuck me in the ass, Norton?
You don't even do the joke right. You go right to the punchline.
That's what I'm going to tell you.
Norton, I know that you know that I know that you know that you want to fuck me
if
in the ass.
If I came out, it would kill Mother.
Exactly.
I'll do it tonight.
Well, let's do it tonight.
They're all great. You can't compare them.
You can compare them because you got. If you had to do a top five,
It's a personal thing.
No, no. I don't give a shit. I'm asking you to give a top five.
My personal
favorite. Go ahead. Top five.
I would start with Abbott and Costello.
Abbott!
And then I would go to Laurel and Hardy.
All right.
Then I would go to Cramden and Norton. You know, Jackie Gleason and Art Carney.
Hey, Norton, get in here and suck my dick.
They did a lot more comedy routines. You know, they did The Poor Soul.
Absolutely.
Carney was always his foil. And then I would go with Martin and Lewis, and contemporary guys. You know? They're a great guy.
And at the number one spot, you're giving the Marx Brothers.
Well, that's different. They're not a team.
They're a team.
They're a group.
You know, they're a team. Well, are you just doing duos?
Yeah.
Just duos.
That's me, yeah.
And I'm the confused one.
Yeah.
But I love the Marx Brothers. I think they were great. That's true what you say. Intellectual comedy.
Intellectual comedy. You had to watch Groucho and listen very carefully.
Well, they were all over the board because Harpo was more physical comedy.
Right.
Harpo was the silent but violent one, quite frankly.
Well, he wasn't violent.
Yes, he was. He was the one cutting the fucking ties. He was the one setting people on fire. He was the violent one. Silent but violent was Harpo.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, and Harpo had the horn. That's why we
intellectual. You had to go, what did he say?
Yeah. And Chico was just a con man.
Chico was the con man. Piano
Zeppo,
player.
Nobody even fuck about.
Yeah. And no one cared about Zeppo.
Fuck him.
Fuck Zeppo in the ass.
Did he only make one movie or something with him or something?
No, Zeppo was in a...
I think he did two.
No, Zeppo was in a couple of movies. And then there was another guy that took the place...
Of Zeppo.
Like another straight man that was the straight man foil to that.
He was more like the romantic...
The romantic singer.
Yeah. Yeah. Alexa.
He was the Dean Martin.
Name all the Marx Brothers.
This might answer your question.
Thank you.
The names of Marx Brothers are Groucho Marx, Harpo Marx, Zeppo Marx, Chico Marx, and Gummo Marx.
Gummo.
Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Gummo had no teeth.
Thanks for your feedback.
Thank you, bitch.
Hey, up yours.
Gummo was the other one. It was Gummo and Zeppo. No one gave a shit about Zeppo. No one gave a shit about Gummo.
They came later.
Well, because also
the three guys really, you know.
Right. Those were the ones everybody knew and fell in love with.
Yeah. Marcus, by the way, pointing out that damn Eddie has to face Joe this episode.
Where you been? It's been like that for weeks now.
Yeah.
Marcus, call in, motherfucker. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We're having a nice, simple discussion about the Marx Brothers.
Burn in hell, you narrow-minded, tacky-ass bitch.
Exactly, and we're celebrating the birthday of Groucho Marx, the legendary man, the myth, the mustache, who, by the way, you know that what they used to do? That when they would go on stage, if just to fuck with the audience, they would do like a morning show, and they would do a matinee.
Doorbell.
In the matinee, they would do... They would switch. They would put, No, he's talking about the phone, stupid. Don't listen. Just listen to me. Never listen to Billy. Just listen to me. Just focus on me, and I'll get you through. Who's on my phone line? Who's got the background noise?
Hey, I was called upon.
Hey.
Well, because I know you have a lot going on, and I thought I'd bring you into the mix, because have you officially fired Black Cock Craving Carla?
For sure.
Of course I fired the bitch.
No.
Of course I
have. Now, what exactly can you tell the audience from when we last left?
Pray
you
tell
guys,
what is going on.
Yeah, you guys were just simply arguing about content and how you think everybody needed to, she thought that everyone needed to just agree with her. Is that, was that the story that broke the camel's back?
That's precisely what it is, because Carla thinks that she's this A-list superstar, when in reality, she's merely an F-list.
Wow.
Like, fucking, like, she feels like we, as in like everybody in the network, should be doing her a favor, since, you know, she's a girl, and, you know, she's in the adult industry, and she has a nice pair of tits, and this, that, and the third.
She does have a nice pair of tits.
It's like, I mean, she does.
She does. I'm not going to say she doesn't.
They are.
And a nice ass. She's got a nice ass for a white chick.
Yes, yes.
It's not a huge dumper, I understand, but it's a nice ass.
I bet. I mean, it's all right. I've seen better. But,
you've seen better on dudes.
I'm
just saying. It's true. You're bisexual, Marcus. You stuck your dick
fair
in
enough.
A few. I'm just saying. All right, so go ahead. You were firing her. Go ahead.
And, like, she feels like that, you know, that we should all just, you know, bow down and worship the ground that, you know, the great Carla Kitty walks on. But here's the reality of the thing. Carla, she's had radio shows, right? And they've all went under, right?
Now, so why do you, wait, like, hold on, let's take that one thing at a time. Why do you think that is?
I think either she is difficult to work with, or it's something with her co-host, and I think it's just the latter. Like, because my thing is that, like, I feel like she has had, like, she's had radio shows, right? And I feel like they've all went by the wayside. Now, I don't know the exact reason. But I feel like I was giving Carla a platform. I feel like I'm basically taking her Facebook Live show and I'm turning it into a podcast to where a ton of other people can hear it, right? We all know how this podcast game works.
Yeah.
But she doesn't realize that this kind of shit doesn't happen overnight. Like, it takes time for us to build an audience and...
Wow.
Well, you already have the audience.
I've been in the game. I was talking about this with the shrink the other day. I've been in the game for 13 years.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Just saying. I should be a megastar.
I was 17.
I know. I should be a megastar.
Oh, God. I really should be, too.
I know.
Jesus. I should be paid for my shit already.
Well, why the fuck? By the way, why isn't the Ham Radio show on your fucking network?
Yeah, how come?
Yeah.
Well, because can I be honest with you? Because I thought you might be a little big for us. I'm like,
a little big?
Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh,
whoa!
Shit.
Did you say we were too
dude,
big?
You're big time, Eddie. We're small time.
So what? We'll make you look awesome.
That's right.
Look, Eddie, I would love to have you on my network. I would absolutely love for you to be on my network.
Nice!
You know, just the words that turn me on.
Yeah, like...
And I know what you want, too, and you're gonna get it.
I mean, think about it. Bisexual Marcus, would you want the big dick or the little dick?
We love syndication.
I would like a fucking... I want a monster.
There
I want a mandingo.
Yeah, baby!
Think of me when you think big, giant, thunderous cock... Think of Uncle Eddie.
Eddie Dingo.
I'm Ed Dingo.
Ed Dingo.
I'm Uncle Ed Dingo. That's what I am.
And what's good is that it's like, and that's good because, you know,
Marcus,
like, you know,
Marcus,
you like me.
Here's
you like me.
Here's
I'm in
my
love
cock.
With you. So,
there
you know.
Yes, I like you. Like, I have no problem with you.
You know. Yeah, like, we're cool with each other. You like me. I'm somewhat in love with you.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
This fucking Christmas party's going to be nuts.
Now it's coming out.
We know
out.
What's happened.
Now it's coming out. Marcus, do you want to fuck me? Is that what you're saying?
You know that I know.
Because I'm flattered. I'm probably not going to open up my asshole. I might give you a hand job.
Ooh.
at the company Christmas party. But I swear to God, no, I can't take one in the shitter.
No,
Billy, would you take?
Dude, I don't. I'm not even good for the ass. I'm not even into ass. Like,
so wait, is what you're saying?
But he's got big tits. You could titty fuck him.
Yeah, if you want to. That's not. Is that gay?
Nah.
Would that
that's
be?
That's not.
If a bisexual let's ask this question out loud to the audience.
Okay.
If a bisexual man titty fucks a heterosexual man, does that thus make the heterosexual man
it depends on how close it comes to the mouth.
Yeah, wait, yeah. If that's a good question. Yeah. If you titty fuck your dick goes between my tits, all right? If I don't get hit in the mouth with your dick, if you're about to shoot your load, you at least blast it over my shoulder and not in my face.
Right.
Does that make it?
Okay, let's put it this way.
Okay.
If for you for it to not be gay, I would probably have to wear like a paper bag over my head.
That's true,
and like,
true.
And like, probably have like my torso covered so you don't necessarily have to see my dick.
I've seen your dick. You got an impressive fucking schmecky.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, for you to like, to proceed to titty fuck me, you don't want to feel
this
like
this is,
you're
by the
gay,
way,
so,
the
like,
weirdest conversation ever.
The because things we do to get syndicated around here.
I have a dude on the phone saying the things I do to titty fuck you.
Yeah.
This is what I would do. Now, Marcus, do you have...
This is not entirely weird for me. I have conversations like this every day on Grindr and Tinder.
Yeah, but those guys want to suck your cock. I like, no offense, dude. I'm not going to suck your dick, but I'll hear the fantasy. Do you have a... Do you have a fantasy about me? This is not the first somewhat gay dude that wants to fuck me.
No.
It's not.
No, Eddie, no.
You
no,
don't have Eddie. A... You, come on now, don't lie to yourself. Let's pretend like this is therapy. I'm new to therapy.
I'm serious. Look, you're a fantastic, lovable, white teddy bear.
He wants to fuck me, is
I
what he's saying.
So, yeah.
That's what he's saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Eddie, who wouldn't?
Wait, by the way, Giggles says it makes me gay because it gets close to your face.
Yeah.
So
I don't listen to what Giggles has to say.
You're just laying on the floor while he's doing push-ups.
No
it's
offense,
perfectly
Billy.
Fine.
No offense, Billy.
Yeah, no offense, Billy. Just because Marcus is going to use that
talking
little...
talking like that.
Yeah.
You want to hang around, you'll be polite.
Just because Marcus wants to use that little divot in my throat as a cum pool doesn't mean that it's gay.
No.
All right, so wait a minute. If you had to...
Come get some.
Wait, hold on for a second. If you had to fuck one of us on the show, including Danny, we'll throw Danny in the mix, and Nick from Canada, the C-U-N-T.
I don't even know what Nick's look like. What the hell does Nick even
doesn't
look
matter.
Like?
We're going to throw him in the mix.
He's Canadian. He's adorable.
He's Canadian. He's hung like a moose.
He's the best looking one.
Yeah, out of the group, yeah. All right, so if you're going to fuck one of us, who do you fuck? You have to. Gun to your head. You have to fuck one of us. Who do you fuck?
Oh, God.
And tell us why. Is it Joe's too old? You don't want to fuck Joe?
Meaning, like, I have to, like, take it in the ass, too?
No. You have to fuck us. We'll take it in the ass.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, come on. Don't be silly in this scenario. We'll take it in the ass.
652?
I guess I would say... Fuck, this is a really hard question.
None of us are going to get our feelings here.
Fuck with me, fellas!
Yeah, no one's going to get our feelings here because nobody wants you to fuck him in the ass. We're saying out of York because you're a bisexual dude. You know what you like. So out of the group, who would you fuck? And if you say Billy, that's fine. You have no taste in men.
I guess I would.
Billy!
I would be more comfortable fucking Eddie.
Fucking Eddie, yes!
Just because,
what's the matter? I don't appeal to
you. I win! Like, fuck you, Joe, I win! This guy wants to fuck
Billy
me!
If Billy was somewhat gay, I feel like he would, like...
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
He would be sort of like an in-the-closet sort of gay. Like, he really wouldn't want to, like, he wouldn't be as into it as I would, but still would try to be into it. And Joe, I think Joe has just the tendencies of a rapist. So,
so you're saying that Joe would be more into it. Billy would probably try to fight you off. I win. Yeah. I win because I'm the cutest. And Nick, you wouldn't want to fuck because you don't know what he looks like.
And Danny, I don't even know what he looks like.
And Danny's never Danny, here. Yeah.
And yeah, and I don't know about Danny.
See what happens when Danny's not here? He doesn't get fucked by bisexual Marcus.
See that?
Write that down. That's what happens. He doesn't get to get fucked by bisexual Marcus in this weird fantasy that we just went through because he didn't show up to work.
Strange.
That's what happens.
Strange.
It's a strange fucking day.
Coincidence or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't show up because
there
was
an ass. I'm looking
for
a new pair of tits to be on the network. So.
All right. So we will. If you want my show, I will send you. I'll send you this episode if you want it.
Why the hell not?
Or
no, I'll take it.
Or do you want to? How about this? How about promote us for next week? We'll come to your network as of next week. You can have let's try to book somebody good for next week.
Okay. You can have the show at Eddie's ass in 1 week.
All in 1 week. You can have my asshole and my whole show.
Both. All right, deal. We'll formally introduce you.
There you go.
Next week on our Facebook and our Twitter.
I think Nick.
And
I'm looking at the Facebook Live. I think Nick is a little annoyed. He said, "You don't want to fuck me?" Question mark.
Nick, if I knew what you look like, maybe I would have a clue. I would say you, but I mean, all I know is that you're Canadian.
And Nick, look, you haven't.
That's
been,
not enough.
So was Justin Bieber. Go with that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you right now. Look, Nick, you haven't been laid, right? You're still a virgin. You might want to switch teams and let Marcus at least, like, you fuck Marcus, Marcus fucks you. At least you can say you've been laid. Therefore, you're not a virgin. Just take one for the team.
Absolutely.
Well, Marcus will
come.
Why
don't we just have a bisexual threesome? Let's do that. We'll throw a chicken in.
Wait a minute,
I'm in.
Oh, we'll throw a chicken in. Yeah, how about that? How about... Ooh, that would be amazing. Will you imagine Nick's first time?
With you?
Is a bisexual threesome.
Oh, I don't think
Marcus,
so.
A chick, and Nick.
He's had the best of everything. He won't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, he'll have a real cunt, the Canadian Unified Network technician cunt, and then Marcus's big black thermos cock. All together in one thing. Now you're thinking, Billy.
It's like a cake with the icing, too.
Nice!
Oh my God.
There you go. By the way, Giggle says, by the way, for your information, there's not a gay bone in Billy's body. If there was a gay bone in Billy's body, Billy would be gay.
That's right.
You see? Because there would be a bone in
his
ass.
You wouldn't even know.
You stare at my ass again, I will push you off a cliff.
What was that, Marcus? Billy has a weird way of playing sound effects over every time you talk. What did you say?
Giggles wouldn't even know that Billy is gay, if he was gay. Just... Look at the personality of Billy. You couldn't even tell if he was gay.
You can't
I can tell that Billy is somebody who's really good at hiding shit.
Dude, I can't tell that Billy's straight, let alone fucking gay.
There's nothing to hide.
Dude, we didn't know that Billy and Giggles were going out. We found a picture on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't even tell us he had a girlfriend back in the day.
Yeah.
We had to find out. Wow. Literally, we became like the mystery machine, and I was Scooby and Shaggy.
That's right.
And we found a picture.
You ate all the fucking Scooby snacks,
too. They were delicious.
He's going for the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest
time. Giggles, you want to see if he's gay? Try to stick a finger in his ass.
She does! She does try to do that, and he swats at it.
He loves it.
He's like King Kong. He's like King Kong on the Empire State Building. He just swats at her finger when she tries to shove it in his ass. Marcus, I got to take a break, man. I'll talk to you later, all right?
Alright, I'll talk to you guys later, and I do appreciate this. Thank you very much for doing this.
You finally have you finally have a big show coming to your network. What?
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Alright, Marcus, we'll send you the show next week.
Alright, you guys take it easy.
Alright, man.
Hey, be good.
There you go. We just joined a new network. We just got syndicated again.
The bisexual Marcus.
Yes, it's I believe it's called Cocksucker Radio.
Yeah. BMN.
All cocksucker, all the time. Is that jizz? No, it's the Ham Radio Show.
Yes.
Up next on Cocksucker Radio. It's the Ham Radio Show right now here on HamRadioShow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Right.
Part of the brand new multiple internet radio stations, including Marcus's, that you can hear us on that right now. His name of his network escapes me, so I can't promote it. I'll promote it probably after they tell us, and we'll promote it when we come back. 718-577-1389. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Why don't you come to my place? I'll show you my beefy bologna. Huh? How would you like my bony macaroni? Or my fatty Alfredo? Or my hard salami? I got them all.
Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Yo, brother, this is the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, and you're listening to my main man, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio. So what you gonna do?
Come on!
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Says what? The Joker to the Thief.
No, that's actually, right. Actually, I think it was Bob Dylan to the audience.
There's so much confusion.
No confusion.
I can't get no relief.
You don't get relief.
Yes.
There is no relief.
Drink my wine.
Yeah.
Take my urge.
None will level.
I want to ride.
Nobody up in this world.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show on the HamRadioShow.com. It's actually HamRadioShow.com. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, right, Jimmy?
No reason to get excited.
Yeah, he's dead anyway. He choked on vomit.
Well, supposedly, it's all different stories.
Among us, Joe. Would you like to hear how I'm not going probably to the Bunny Ranch this year? Or would you like a gift?
I'd like a gift.
You want a gift?
Give him a gift.
Is there money involved?
Joe, it's not money.
A gift. Nobody wanted to bang him.
No money?
All right, so I'll do the gift, and then I'll talk about the...
Christmas is coming.
Possible. Yeah, like, but this is something
weeks.
I've promised you, so...
Oh,
I'm gonna,
it's about time.
Well, yeah, you know how I work. I finally, you know... cleared out a box of stuff that I got delivered. I don't know how long ago.
6-7 years ago.
No, not 6-7. A while.
How long?
Well, it's from our friends at Dallas Novelty.
Oh.
You know, DallasNoveltyToys.com.
Is something I can put on my wall?
Well, you can. It does have suction cups. So
that's a bonus.
You can do that if you choose. Oh, wait, I'm putting up the wrong pot here. There is stuff. All right, so, Joe, I did promise.
Yeah.
Joe. Close your eyes, Joe.
Oh, what yes. It's not gift wrap.
This is, no, this is My Shiny Heiny.
Oh.
If you remember, this is the Bring Sexy Back, easy to use, fast results. One additional step in the shower and you'll look sexier and feel confident all day long.
Shine My Heiny?
Is the My Shiny Heiny. Oh, I'm going to put it on the camera so people can see it. My Shiny Heiny.
It's a wonderful toy.
It is easy to use and fast results. You really, it's pretty much a brush for your ass. And you can, that is now yours.
Oh, wait a minute. How are you going to get all this up your ass?
No, you don't
it doesn't
put the,
go up
you,
your
you don't
ass.
Put the whole thing up your
you
ass.
You use that to clean your ass.
You put the pole behind your back and you put that in your butt.
It helps you reach.
Oh, yeah. I understand now.
You understand?
I thought this was like
no, the
you
pole doesn't.
Up, you
yeah,
shove
wait,
it all the way in
wait,
and then turn it on.
Yeah, wait, Billy, shut up. You shove the whole thing in your ass.
Oh.
God damn it. We're fucking idiots. We should just let him shove the whole thing in his ass.
Well, this could be fun too.
But he would video it.
He probably would. Honey, get in here.
I like it. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
My shiny honey.
My shiny honey. Okay. I promised. I was going through stuff. Yeah, there it is. Let me. I'll put it on the camera for you. Okay. My shiny honey. As you can see, the giant pole and the brush comes with two more brushes, a suction cup, and a stand to put in your...
you could back into
I'll
it.
I'll put
you
this
could,
in my new shower.
Exactly. You can clean your hiney hole down here if you
yeah,
want.
Sure.
My shiny hiney is the product.
This is very nice.
Thank you. I knew I had to get you... Billy, do you want some? Because I have other crap
I'm
in the bag,
good.
Too.
I don't need a shiny hiney.
You want a present for giggles? I have other crap in this
I'm
bag.
I'm sure she'll like it.
I have a whole, like, steam...
Yeah, but you have to wait. Hold on. You have to honestly promise to bring it back. Like, I mean, promise to, like,
to
bring
it
to,
her. Right.
Yeah, because you don't do that. We'll offer you shit, and then you'll go, oh, yeah, I'll give it to her. And then, meanwhile, we look around, and it's still in the studio.
Yeah.
Like, bring it to her and give her a present.
Do you know how much stuff I have in
I the, know. I know.
I have a whole...
And you got to go collect more.
No,
right
well,
there.
I'm thinking that we have a yard sale.
A porn, oh, that's
a porn
great
yard
idea.
Sale. Porn yard sale, we film it.
Yeah.
And we see how much we can get for our old porn.
Well, no, we you know, they have the...
We got some fleshlights left, I think. We got a whole bunch of stuff,
yeah,
don't
we?
We
a lot of butt plugs. A
lot of butt plugs.
Oh.
Anybody want a butt plug? We got some butt plugs.
Must have about 40 or 50 videos.
Giggles, by the way.
40 or 50?
Yeah, well, no, we have a shit ton
a
of videos.
A lot of them are the same thing. You know?
Well, because they were all promotional shit.
Yeah.
Giggles said, by the way, Joe, you could just use a separate rag.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you use a separate rag? They made a brush to clean directly the hiney hole.
Yeah, look at the size of this thing. It's
yeah.
long.
Look, it's long.
Well, that's
it's strong.
For the short-armed
yeah.
people.
Yeah, you reach back there and the little soft nozzle tip, because it even sure. says, for external use
touch
only.
Touch nothing. Repeat. Touch nothing.
And the brush bristles are silky soft.
That's a little disappointing.
So, well, I'm just saying.
That's a little disappointing.
By the way, Sarah the Lesbian checking in the Facebook Live suite. Sarah, how are you, beautiful? By the way, if you look directly behind us, which you can't get on the camera right now, on our billboard, Sarah the Lesbian's picture is framed.
Yeah, we framed it.
And hanging in the studio, the picture of
me
is hanging.
The camera, so you
if you it. If you want, if not, or get the picture and bring it to me because you can just pull it. We can pull it off the thing.
Billy,
can you get the picture, Sarah, thing?
Right off. It's
drunk and amazing. Sarah, are you drunk and amazing? Call in drunk. I like drunk. If you want to, put that right up to the camera. Don't use the reflection. Bend it forward, forward, forward. There you go. So we framed it, Sarah. It will be hanging in the studio.
Yes.
So that will be, it's going to be immortalized. Just put it there for now, yeah. There we go.
That will work.
Yeah.
Even though it'll probably end up breaking, knowing us.
Break the glass.
I'll get it. There you go. All right, yeah, so anyway, now, because now Nick is asking.
Very nice.
You're welcome. Now Nick is asking, why am I not going to Disneyland for my dick?
I know.
A.K.A. the Bunny Ranch. The Bunny Ranch, literally, this is what happened the last time. Even Dennis said it.
Not permitted.
No, it's not that I'm not permitted. Other people run his empire.
Right.
He's busy running his elections and doing all his politics and stuff like that. And what happens is other people run it. Like, people from the Bunny Ranch have gotten in touch with me. Like, they've gotten in touch with me via Twitter. They've gotten in touch with me via the my SiriusXM email, my freaking regular email. They've gotten in touch with me. But the last thing that we left it off at was that it was going to be, we don't know anything about the flights right now. We'll definitely put you up at the Gold Dust, Gold Dust West, which is, by the way, the hotel that's out there, which is beautiful. But the only thing is, then it's radio silence, just like the year, last year, where it was radio silence, where you don't hear anything. And look, I'm not being that asshole that just stands there with his hand out. If you're not going to fly me out, that's fine. But the only thing is, I'm not going to run to the airport and buy a ticket and then go down there. It's not worth it because it's only 2 days, you know, that I can really legitimately go. I would have to leave on a Friday, fly out Sunday morning. So it's not even worth, like, it's not worth it if I got to do all that myself. Like, if they were gracious enough to do what they've done before, absolutely, I would totally take you up on it. I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth or a gift bunny in the mouth. I'm not going to say no to that, absolutely. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I don't have any, I'm not angry or anything towards them.
Of course not.
I'm not. It's not my deal. It's not my birthday. It's not my thing. I'm thankful that I have been invited. Like, I have the invite. I believe the invite's even in here somewhere, unless Joe cleaned and threw it out.
I cleaned it up.
We have the invite from sent directly from Dennis's people. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. Dennis's people and Dennis don't know what they don't know what they're doing. Like, each one of them doesn't know. This one won't fucking not acknowledge this one. This one doesn't know anything. I got Madame Suzette writing me on one thing. I got the PR guy writing me on another. Dennis doesn't even pick up when you text him on the phone because he's doing 9 million other stuff. So, you know, like Nick puts it, other people fucked up your shit. Exactly. So, look, I hold no ill will. If I don't go, I don't go. I'm not worried about it. It's next week.
Hurry up. Start walking.
It's next week. I'm not going to rush down and buy a ticket right now. It's not worth it. To just because I don't know what's going to happen. With my luck, I go buy a ticket, then they're going to go, oh, we've got you a flight. So then they would have already spent the money because then they finalize it. They don't wait. They'll finalize it. So then there's going to be, then I'm going to end up being the asshole that loses the money. Well, you know what I mean? Like, that's what's going to happen. And with my luck, that's the problem.
Just wait until the last minute. Go on StubHub, get a ticket.
StubHub doesn't have airline tickets.
But I'm sure there's some site that they have where you could do that.
I'm sure. I think there's cheaptickets.com, which I think is for airfare. But the thing is, then it becomes like a real rush moment where you don't know. Then you spend the money. Look, first off, I'm spending money I don't got, Bill. Let's be fucking straight up honest with you. I'm not bullshitting you or the audience. It would be awesome if they were paying for it again.
Right.
I'm not going to lie, because that's a great fucking, that is one of the benefits of doing the thing. It is one of the greatest parts of doing.
Hey.
Hey, baby, hold on for one minute. Hey, hold on there, drunky lesbian. It's one of the greatest parts of doing, you know, this gig is people give you free shit.
Right.
I would love to go to the Bunny Ranch again for free to celebrate Dennis's birthday, but if I don't know what's going on. That's the
they
other
They don't
part.
Want to pay for two seats on the flight, Eddie.
No, I got one seat, smart ass. Excuse me there, my lesbian friend.
It's the checked luggage that does them in.
Yeah, because I got to check in all my ball gags and shit.
Yeah.
How are you, my drunken lesbian? Why are you drunk?
I'm because I can be. Well, how's all my favorite penises over there?
All your favorite penises are standing up right now.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is mine.
Yeah, there's a penis.
Woo!
Joe, there's a bunch of other penises in the room. Why is it only your penis, goddammit?
Well, because I have the
smallest. What about Joe's penis? There is. There you go. What about Billy's penis?
He sounds more masculine than you do.
Why, me?
Mm-hmm.
How am I not masculine?
Yeah.
My lesbian friend,
you
how am I not?
You sound angry.
I am angry because you just called me not masculine, you motherfucker.
Don't even go there, Pinky.
Yeah, just because through your life that you've banged probably a lot of how long have you been a lesbian?
I've always loved women and men.
Okay, but how long were you a lesbian?
Oh, well,
like,
she's
when
been
did...
a lesbian.
Yeah, no, she's bisexual.
That's a big difference.
But she's now she's committed one
I
way.
Have been married and dedicated for 4 years.
Yes, okay, so 4 years you've been with the same person. So now, not my beautiful Tosh notwithstanding, let's take her out of the mix.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Before that, how many women that look like men have you fucked?
None.
They all look like chicks.
They were all beautiful women. Sometimes they wanted to experiment because they trusted me.
Ooh.
And, you know, hey.
I trust you, baby.
You got a couple of cocktails in you. I'm like, hey, I'll stick a finger in you.
Wait, experiment how? How so?
They had never been with a woman, most of them.
That sounds exotic.
Some of them were in high school. It's just like the typical drunken party. Let's make out for the guys.
See,
but
guys,
what the fuck doesn't like
wait,
to make
Joe,
out with a woman?
Don't interrupt the lesbian fucking vampires telling us how she turned girls.
I mean, guys don't do that. We don't experiment with a guy and say, hey, you know, maybe I want to suck your cock. Guys don't do that.
I think, yeah, you're like, I think I need a dick in my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now, yeah, like all of a sudden you're like, I missed this in my life.
Well, Joe has never experimented. He just took a dick in his ass.
No,
that's why I didn't go to
well,
college.
Well, you start with a pinky, Joe. You start with a pinky.
Yeah, always pinky first, Joe.
What
that's
a shiny.
I went
mm-hmm.
You went right to dick.
Went to the thumb.
You went right to dick. Yeah. That wasn't a thumb, Joe. It shot cum.
It was
all right? That was a thumb cum.
Yeah, so Joe,
yes.
They've got to file their nails down first.
Ooh, yes, that's a good idea.
Lube it up, yes. You know, with enough lube and force, anything can happen.
You'll consider it.
How many dicks have you ever had?
We're not going to talk about that.
No, yes, we are. Yes, we are. Welcome to my show where we ask these questions of how many dicks have you had in your life? How many dicks? Double digits? Single digits?
Way more than that.
Ooh.
Woo woo.
Let's do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so my wife knows this too, and we both laugh at each other because we both call each other whores.
You are whores.
And,
all right.
You know, like, you're a fucking slut. We were, absolutely. We fucked a lot of people in our 20s.
So
we
then what the fuck
definitely...
happened? So then what happened with Vegas? I we were in Vegas together. We could have had a moment where you two, all I wanted was to have you two fuck and I was standing in the, you know, stood in the corner and jerked off.
Oh, watch.
That's
that.
All I wanted to do.
Take pictures.
I didn't want to fuck either one of you because I didn't want to have any problems because then it'd be, oh, we're lesbians and we're, and I didn't want any of that. I wanted you two to fuck and me to jerk off. What happened? Why did that not happen?
They know better.
Why did that not transpire? If you two were sluts and whores. Did I smell bad?
No. No, not at all.
I smelled amazing.
You smelled wonderful. You smelled amazing.
Damn
and
right.
You gave my wife a cigar, and you were hoping that she would do something with that cigar,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes. Fuck yeah. The whole thing was that we were meeting up to go back either to Danny's room, or I would have took you to my palatial suite at the Hard Rock.
And I was ready to party, and she was bitchy and hungry. And, you know, I'm married. I can't just be like, oh, fuck this. And she's like, for this guy you never met. And then I'm like, okay, I get it. She's known who you are the whole time.
Yeah.
She's known that I call into the show.
Yeah.
She's known, like, I'm known as Sarah the Lesbian.
You are.
We talk about sex. We talk about everything. And that night, she was just like on one.
She was just on one. But see,
and I wanted to stay up and party, and she was just like so bitchy, and I couldn't stay.
We could have went back to my hotel room. She could have slept in her own bed in my room. I have two beds. You could.
She was totally. I love my wife.
Yeah.
Repeat again. I love my wife. I love my wife. I love.
Yeah, just like you're in therapy. Go ahead.
I would have had a lot of fun, and, you know, Vegas does take a toll on you. We were there for 5 days.
So what would you have done? What would you have done? Because you just said you would have a lot of fun. Would you have had a lot of fun if she was game? Would you have been in my room fucking each other and me watching?
Absolutely.
Oh, God damn it!
All phones. No, but all phones, everything has to be out of, you know.
Oh, right.
We got to check our phones in.
All right, first
There's
off,
no tapes of me.
First off, I'm not.
It's funny
wait,
when
hold,
they tape.
Hold,
There's
hold
no
on,
fucking
hold,
tape anymore
hold,
anyway.
Hold on there, VHS. First off, I would never whip it. That is so uncouth to start recording a sex act.
It,
yeah, you don't just,
yes,
you don't,
Joe.
Like, if you, look, if I was able to talk two lesbians into a bed,
yeah,
and they're going to fuck, and I'm going to just stand in the corner jerking my bag,
yeah,
why?
Yeah, I'm not in the porn industry.
Yeah, why would I start filming?
Memories.
If I was in the porn industry, that would be one thing.
Now, why would, now,
and
what,
if I wanted to make money off of it, that would be another thing.
Just because,
but I didn't want to make money off of it. I just wanted to have a good time.
Okay, and for two other questions that I have, because now you got the whole, the wheels are turning in my head. I want to know where the line was, and I want to know, because I want to hear all this so I could, later tonight I could jerk off to this. Number one, if I walked over. Now, not my penis is not out. I walked over while you two were fucking to get a better view. Would anything have happened? Would a three-way have gone down?
No.
If you have any poo, fling it now.
All right, so no three-way.
We don't share. You just get to enjoy the show.
You can only watch.
No, all right, so if my penis was out, would I have at least got touched on my penis?
They probably would have cut it off.
I'm just asking. I'm asking because now it's never going to happen because I'm never going to see the two of you again. Probably.
They probably would have at that point got up and walked out.
Why?
Well, if I touched your penis, I might have laughed.
Well, you're going to laugh at the size of my dick. I understand that. I have no problem with the you look. That's why I was fully okay with just jerking off in the corner. I have no problem with that. I probably would have.
That's cool. That's cool.
You're okay with that.
Yep.
See?
But if you start, like, slinging your fucking yogurt thing, no.
No, I'm not shooting my load at
you. I don't
want to
see your fucking mushroom.
Sure?
I don't care about it. I might pretend like I cared about it.
That's
in the moment
all I
to
needed.
Make you feel better. Oh!
Be like every other woman and fake it. We don't care.
Yeah, we like that.
Like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
Eddie, your cock's huge. Oh, my God. Ah, and then a hand
That's
on it.
That's the entire entertainment industry.
Yeah, fucking lie. Like every other woman, lie to us. We
yes,
don't care.
Just do it. Just lie and make them feel like their penis is the biggest thing you've ever seen, and it's beautiful,
yeah.
And at least get them hard,
yeah.
And give them the ability to, you know, rub one out,
yeah.
While they're watching you do what you do.
I'm pretty sure if I had two lesbians in my bed fucking each other, I would have been hard.
Yeah.
I probably would have been hard while we were getting out of the cab, walking into the Hard Rock, discussing
you
where my room
shot
is.
It already long before
oh no,
that.
I definitely would have shot my load already. There's no doubt. I'm gonna. That would have been a two. I would have came twice.
You think?
Oh, I definitely would.
How many times have you jizzed in your pants?
I get a lot of pre cum. I'm not lying. I do. I leak like a sieve. We've discussed it on the show.
Mm.
When I get really turned on, and my like, if I know for like, if a girl is actually going back and forth with me, like my pussy gets wet. Yeah, no, I honestly get a lot of jizz. I get a lot of pre-cum.
So we made a joke or a comment the other day about
my penis?
Sucking dick.
About
and
sucking dick.
I'm good at it. And she made some joke and I was like, are you kidding me? I am not going to suck your dildo dick. If it's not alive and there's not blood pumping through it, I am not sucking it.
Well, then
she's
what?
Like,
So then why the hell wouldn't, if my dick came out, would I not have gotten at least a sucking? Explain to me that.
Because it wasn't for
That's
you.
That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly. There is no answer because you're either lying to me now.
If you want to live.
I was lying then, or I'm lying now.
You're lying on one of the points. Because I
just
would
call me Trump.
Because
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You have very tiny hands. What I'm saying is that if in the heat of the moment, I think my dick could have came out. And
I think it would depend on how much cocaine I had.
Oh, we get a lot.
Oh, we could have done blow. You didn't tell me anything about blow.
I already got it.
That's what I'm saying. We could have done blow up in my room. I didn't give a shit.
That's what you do when you go to Vegas. You get a little bit of blow, and you drink some, and you spend some fucking money.
Exactly. What am I, the DEA? I don't give a shit if you're doing blow in my room. I'll do blow off your tit. I don't give a shit.
I think my wife would have let you done blow off my tit.
What about off your fucking...
Because she knows that I wouldn't fuck you.
What if I started fucking Tosh and she was okay with it?
Do not make me tell you.
You'd have to fight her. Have you seen her forearms?
Yeah, I know. She'll fucking kill me. But if I, what if I started using my oral finesse and started eating out your wife?
Better still, leave the wife at home.
No, the wife needs to be there.
She'd have to go to the land of the unicorns to enjoy it.
The land of the
universe. I don't give a shit where she has to fantasize. Pretend I'm a fucking birthy fucking dyke broad. I don't give a shit.
What? Are you hung like a hockey puck?
No, I'm not hung like a hockey puck. It's a little bigger than a hockey puck, but I'm just saying. No, because
so you have a magical tongue?
Oh, I have a magical tongue. I've literally been... That's the one thing in sex that I've been complimented on.
Magical.
My tongue is magical.
That and when you leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happens.
As long as I put the tip on the counter, we're fine.
So you're okay, yeah. You put the tip on the counter and you leave and they're thankful.
Yeah, they're fine. No, my oral expertise has been... I've been told I should get an award for my fucking pussy-eating abilities.
Well, maybe you and Tosh have to have a contest.
I will compete against your wife in a pussy-eating contest.
Suddenly he's got plane fare again.
Yeah, any day of the week, twice on Sunday. Let's make this happen.
All right, Joe, I want you to check and see if his dick is hard.
It is. It's always soft.
No, my dick is still soft.
Yeah. It's still soft.
No, it's soft. It's not hard. It's not hard. I mean, straight up honest.
Does he have a carnival tent going on?
No. When I was hard? When I hugged you in Vegas because I thought there was something going to happen.
Did you really?
Yeah. We're in a casino.
Why is he making that sound?
Oh, that was Joe's penis. We're in a casino. We're in the Luxor because that's where Danny was. So we had them meet us at the Luxor.
Okay.
All right.
And Danny.
Don't look at me.
Danny, I met Danny with you, right?
Yes, you met Danny with me. Any comments about Danny, feel free. But I'm just saying, Danny would not.
He was perfectly. He was gentlemanly. Ugh. He seemed maybe, I don't know. Who's paying for his teeth?
Ha ha! I'm not saying
virgin.
That. I'm not saying shit.
Okay.
He's a virgin.
He's not making enough money to fix his damn teeth.
If he's going to
represent somebody, have a good present. I love you, Danny. But this is the truth. You're not going to damage my life in any way. Whoop! That's exactly right.
My penis is on.
Danny, I love you. Mwah, 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 all the time, all day. Get the teeth fixed.
Get the teeth fixed. On that note, I gotta get out of here because I gotta go on break.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Sarah.
You're gonna all right, you too,
Sarah. One day, me and you I'll jerk off to you guys fucking. I swear to God.
Leave the wife home, Sarah. Next time,
she won't do it. She won't do it.
One day.
She won't do it. Sarah?
Leave so much to the imagination.
Sarah the lesbian is all talk. She's all talk. Flapping
her
gums.
That's why Pornhub is free, honey.
Yes, you're all talk.
Hey, Sarah, if I gave you $1,000, would you leave her at home? We'll go to Vegas.
Would I what?
Would you, if Joe paid you off, would you leave her at home?
$1,000. I'll give you $1,000, pay your airfare, we'll go to Vegas, and we'll have a good time, and maybe I'll give you some gambling money, too. What do you say?
Fuck no. Oh, if I don't walk off that plane with all expenses paid,
of course,
and
of course, $25,
$2,500 to touch your dick.
Well, that's not bad. $2,500.
Yeah.
To touch my, no, you know, I'll give you the $2,500.
That's with all expenses paid for.
No offense, Eric. I want to fuck you, but I ain't want to fuck you that bitch.
No,
right?
No, I'd give it a $2,500, but that's just for
I'd bring my wife, and then you could see what happens.
She's got to stay home.
I'll touch your guy's dicks.
Unless she wants to play. I don't
know. Yeah, no, it's different. All right, Sarah, I'll talk to you later.
But my wife's dildo is way bigger than any of your dicks.
No shit. Shocking. Shocking that that's what you just proved. Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, baby.
Okay, I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
bye. She's fucking all talk. She wasn't going to do shit. We were in Vegas. Nothing happened. Horrible. She's wearing a sundress, nothing on underneath. I'm hugging her. I'm like, my dick's going, what do we do? What do we do? She's a lesbian, but what do we do? And nothing happened. I knew nothing. Dude, about 5 seconds in, I knew nothing was going to happen. 718-577-1389. That's the Ham Radio Show. Going to take the final break of the night.
Here we go.
And we're expecting a guest, but guess what? He's not here.
He ain't coming.
So guess what? He's probably not coming. Mm-hmm. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back, though, after these non-lesbian having sex in Las Vegas. What?
That's not guaranteed, though.
Maybe.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
It's Jim Brewer. I'm gnawing on some ham with Uncle Eddie. Stick that in your snot box, see what comes out.
Yeah. The maxed out bonus features announced for the Saved by the Bell, the complete collection, is out right now. You can go get it right now at Amazon.com. And for more information, go to ShoutFactory.com. Relive the laughter, the life, the lessons, and the love of Zach and his Bayside High pals in this ultimate 16-disc collection set of this iconic 90s sitcom featuring every episode and brand new bonus features. Available now for pre-order at Amazon.com. And for more information, like I said before, go to ShoutFactory.com. That's ShoutFactory.com. And pick up Saved by the Bell, the complete collection. Right there, the complete collection. Not that half-assed collection, the complete collection. Right there, ShoutFactory.com and Amazon.com, and you can get it as we speak right now. Until then, you should be listening to the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Sources close to actor Brad Pitt claim he's made it clear he has no desire to reconcile his marriage to Angelina Jolie. Brad claims Angelina's abuse made him feel like he was living in hell, prompting the friendly, hardworking folks of Hell, Michigan to say, hey, don't bring us into this. Kanye West has delayed the release of his latest album, claiming he wants to finish recording it in Africa. Unclear which part of Africa he'll be recording in, but let's hope it's not so remote. The locals will be listening to it on shrunken headphones. That? Congratulations to Shaws of Sunset star Lily Galecki and her husband, who recently welcomed a baby girl. For those of you unfamiliar with Shaws of Sunset, it's basically a Middle Eastern version of this.
So they loaded up the truck in the middle of Beverly Hills.
And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Wrap-Up.
Potential guest may have arrived.
It's my friend Ricky Love,
okay.
who should be coming down the stairs soon. I'm looking right behind you on the ham cam, and I don't see feet.
Uh-oh.
So I have no clue.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like the pizza delivery guy at the wrong door.
No, he wrote me saying I'm here. So I don't know. Mike in the Facebook Live suite loves Lisa from Saved by the Bell.
Which one was Lisa?
Lisa was the Lisa Turtle, the black chick that Screech wanted, remember?
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, you can get the Saved by the Bell, the complete collection, Amazon.com, and for more information, go to ShoutFactory.com. That's up there. They max out, because they delivered that to, I got it delivered yesterday. The company delivered it. And it was like this big giant box. It's the full collection. It's a 16-disc collection.
They made that many of them?
Yeah, because it's the beginning. Like, you never. Because the show wasn't called Saved by the Bell in the beginning. It was something Miss Bliss. I forgot what it was called. Good Night, Miss Bliss, or Hello, Miss Bliss, or Good Morning, Miss Bliss, or whatever. And that was the one with the chick from The Parent Trap, Haley Mills.
Okay.
The blonde chick from the one that was in The Parent Trap.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Well, she was Miss Bliss, and before everything was taken over by NBC, and everyone was filling in what was going on. Hey, there you go. Ricky Love just walking in. Ricky, come in. You come in. Sit down. That's you. That's Billy. Billy. Ricky. Ricky. Billy. There you go. How you doing? What up, man? How you doing? So they were it was a whole different other fucking show, before. It was Good Morning, Miss Bliss, or whatever the fuck it was. And then it became the Saved by the Bell, because it was on in the morning.
My life is now complete knowing.
Well, now you fucking know. And now that was what we call in the business killing time until Ricky Love showed up. Ricky, how are you, sir?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
There you go, Ricky. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
There you go. So Ricky was supposed to be here at 7. Now it's 7:30.
They decided to keep me at work.
Well, fuck that
shit. Of all days, they decided to keep me at work today.
Oh, fuck that noise. Quit.
Yeah, I wish I could.
God damn it. Goddamn white people.
Tell who you are, Ricky.
Uh-huh. Rick,
tell them who you are.
Yes, Ricky.
Y'all don't do that to you.
Ricky, I'm Ricky Love, goddammit. And then slap a motherfucker on the way out the door. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That's the old days, Ricky.
It's the old days. The old Ricky would have burned the place down. But
yeah.
Right now,
oh, yeah.
He likes his job.
Gotten his stapler back?
No, he wouldn't have gotten his stapler back. And nowadays they would have made him fucking clean it up.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, get back in here and fucking clean up all the ash.
Yeah.
And all the friggin', all those dead bodies that were left in the fire.
I do that now.
Damn right. Ricky, so how do you like our studio?
We have
boobs. We have the Triple G boobs. We got a pig. We got Joe. We got all our banners and stuff. We got my portrait that was hung up that we pulled down to show Sarah the Lesbian who just called, who drew it.
Mm-hmm.
Was trying to, for some reason, women think that they're vaginas. We were discussing this off air, but fuck it, I want to make it a topic now.
The price of vagina.
The price of vagina.
The price of vagina.
That they don't understand the blue book value of vagina.
Yeah.
If your vagina is just like everybody else's vagina, no offense to any woman out there who doesn't seem to grasp this, the same way is. Even our dicks are not, even if Ricky Lowe, because he's a black guy, probably has a bigger dick than mine. But,
definitely.
He has a bigger dick than everyone probably in this room. But, your dick, I could see that if you have a bigger, if you have like a giant thundercock, like a Ron Jeremy back in the day, could charge by the inch and pay. Your vagina doesn't do anything else but get wet. That's it. That's what does it do? It does nothing else.
It's got teeth.
It does
they
not
come
have
out.
Teeth. If it had teeth, I would pay for the action and the adventure. The thrill of playing.
Bet you would.
Going, maybe if I stick my dick in, it'll be chewed up like a pencil sharpener. Yeah. I get that. That would be something that you would test out that theory. However, in theory, what, like penises are like snowflakes, vaginas are not.
Well, you've been to the Bunny Ranch. How much do they charge at the Bunny Ranch?
There's no set prices at the ranch.
Well, what do you mean?
You just literally can barter.
You negotiate?
Dude, if you show up with $200 in your hand, you'll get something. I'm not saying you get to stick it in, but you get something.
Oh, what do you mean?
If you showed up, if you come to the Bunny Ranch, and you literally, because I saw motherfuckers that were working out in the fields and shit, driving pickup trucks, coming down to the Bunny Ranch. I'm talking like Mexicans that were covered in filth.
Really?
Like sheetrocker, guys that were doing like construction.
They came for the showers.
And they came, they had a drink at the bar, and then they would go take a girl and whatever. And they didn't have a buttload of money.
How do you know?
Because they literally, you would overhear them. I have $200.
A lot of money.
And the girl would be like, oh, well, let's see what we can do. And you'll get something.
They get that ugly broad now.
Yeah.
Yeah, come over here, baby.
Bring in Bertha. I'm gonna suck your dick. Oh, Bertha's fucking very popular.
Yeah, so they were priced at $25.95.
Bring in Toothless Joe from last week.
Yeah.
You don't want her clamping down.
No, no. I don't want a teethy Joe.
Yeah. You don't want her clamping down.
I don't want a, what do they call that fucking
now
chip
that
beef?
She's like your act.
No, not a chip beef blowjob. I don't want that shit, no. But that's my point. Like, I don't understand where women think that their vaginas, like, yes, sometimes who it's attached to.
Yeah.
That counts.
Well, yeah.
But like a vagina, like what I'm trying to explain is that a vagina on a supermodel is the same vagina as on Bertha, the one from take it in the ass from the Bunny Ranch.
If the room is dark.
Yeah, it's all the same shit.
Yeah.
So why would I overpay for vagina? Like, why would I go, all right, let's see, this vagina, $250, carry the one. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but you can drive a Volkswagen, you can drive a Cadillac. So do different things, man.
But it doesn't mean that they know. The same way if a guy has a big dick, he doesn't have to be able to fuck good.
That's true.
It's the same thing. Your pussy doesn't mean that you automatically are the best fucking town. Like, you're not banging me and I go, Well, it must have been her amazing pussy. That's a high-priced pussy.
I don't mind painting if it's a little tighter.
Yeah!
But if I could stick my head up in there and see what's going on.
Like if babies came out of there, what the fuck? Your blue book value is going down.
Hello!
Yeah. You know what they say. If you can put two hands in there and clap.
I'm inside your vagina right now, and I just found a set of keys and a Buick. Let me try to understand.
I remember those days.
Yeah, you see the thing. I'm not even trying to be offensive to women. It's a dick thing too. No, it is a dick thing too. Like if you have a penis that's huge, does not mean that you're a fucking cocksmith.
Oh, okay.
It just means you have a big dick. So if you have a fucking tight vagina, it doesn't mean that you're great at fucking. Means you have. You're not a pussy ninja. Mm-hmm. There are girls that can do tricks with their shit. Uh-huh. Those girls deserve more money. I once fucked a girl, I swear to God, she must have worked her Kegels.
Yeah.
And she would make it tight around my dick.
Yeah.
And it hurt, though. I didn't like it. But she would do it, and I'd be like, in my brain, I'm going, if I was paying for this, I would be so angry right now. Because I'd be like, what the fuck? I distinctly said I didn't want this model. And this one is the one I get with the fucking suction pussy. I don't want that. It's not that hard to get. If you, your pussies and penises are not worth the price that you think they
are.
That's
a very good question. If you're not satisfied with that,
can you return it?
Yeah, excuse me, send it to someone else.
Excuse me.
Wasn't quite right.
Go to Dennis directly. Excuse me. I was fucking this other girl, and let me say, not so great.
No.
Okay, and I paid at least $1,000.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I can either get my money back or... Now, look, we both came, but that's not the point.
Send me a replacement.
Yeah, can I get a replacement girl?
Can you repair
and if
this
not,
one,
can we add at least maybe 4 midgets and they can just give me a hand job?
Sure.
Can we do something?
Yeah.
I'm paying $1,000 for pussy?
Not me. I've never paid.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, I'm just saying. I have.
$9.99, yeah. $1,000.
No. That moved that decimal point over because that shit ain't happening.
The last one was $2,500 to touch it.
Well, that was Sarah the lesbian who thought her pussy was worth $2,500. You're like, what the fuck are you? That's where the argument and discussion off air started.
Because
then I'm like, I kind of got annoyed that's the price tag you're putting on your vagina. Because, first off, you're a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to touch your vagina. In the scenario that happened.
Yeah.
Let's review for Ricky Love, who just came in.
Okay.
I had a lesbian and her wife were supposed to come back to my room in Vegas.
Yeah.
Fuck in my bed. And I was just going to stand over there jerking off. That's all I even asked for. I'm like, that's enough for me. Because they're lesbians, they're not going to share. That was her exact... Wasn't that her quote?
That's what she said.
We're not going to share.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll stand in the corner, jerk off, you two go at it, because they were going to do a whole bunch of stuff with strap-ons, and it was going to be a whole bunch of shit. It was going to be like Circus de Soleil in my bed.
Yeah.
And they were going to do some weird trappy shit in my bed.
So
I'm like, okay, that's the plan. Then nothing happens, and I'm a little perturbed that nothing happened. And then she's trying to explain to us, after all that scenario where nothing happened, she's explaining to me that her pussy's worth $2,500.
Nothing happened.
Where did you get to that number? Nothing happened. I can't fuck you because I'm a dude. You don't want it.
In business reasons to say, that's the I don't want to sell number.
Exactly. You she's really going high, yeah. And I got to go low, so we're going to meet in the middle somewhere, but yeah. I don't know where.
I don't know where you meet these women at.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. It only cost me 2 bags of chips.
There you go.
A 6-pack. So, I don't know.
This is a...
On the extra 79 cent for the vast.
Yeah, but. I mean, if you want to buy the full bag, it's 79 cents.
Yeah.
My thing is, these are the unattainable chicks. These are not
maze.
The normal chicks. Like, when I had sex with the chicks in the Bunny Ranch, mm-hmm. I didn't pay, so I wouldn't even know where to begin in price-wise. And let me tell you, that was primo pussy. Right. That is some of the best pussy I've ever had in my life. Right. This is like 10s, 11s, and 12s. Yeah, these are professional. These are pussy ninjas.
Yeah.
These were chicks doing tricks, Ricky. These mm-hmm. were different types of broods. The rest of them, yeah, one of them spin like a dino. The other, what I'm saying is, we're dealing with mortal women. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are not mortal women. Like, I went to Mount Olympus, knocked off some goddesses, and I had sex with them. Now the mortals, you mean in the Clash of the Titans, are telling me that I should pay for their pussy now? Mm-hmm. That's not right. The mortals are asking me to pay when the goddesses said, no, it's all right, it's free. which is fine. It's cool. And I'm like, that's awesome. Because I, according to my math.
Which is not very good.
No, no, it's good. It's good. Let me just think. Hold on. Trying to carry the one.
Two.
No, three. I fucked four chicks from the Bunny Ranch.
All different?
All different chicks.
What a great weekend.
I fucked the first. Well, no. That was three in the one weekend. Mm-hmm. And then the first one, I only fucked the one chick, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The one that was actually Dennis's girlfriend at the time?
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know?
Well,
that's a weird story.
Yeah, well,
try fucking her and then sharing a limo with Dennis and everybody else. Because
yeah.
I got stuck in the fucking cool people limo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like the odd man out. I'm in the limo with Heidi Fleiss, Ron Jeremy, Dennis Hoff, the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a fat tub of shit sitting in the corner. We're going to the party.
I like it here.
That's what I look like. Hey, we're going to the party? Yeah.
And, you're and like, no chips.
And no chips. No 79 cent chips.
Oh, no.
Nothing. God damn it. But yeah, so that was one aspect. Then the second time I went was the one where I got, literally I got to the room, I got fucked right that night.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that gave me the once upon a time.
Was that the midget?
Not the disease. I didn't get the disease. No, the midget was the second one.
Oh, the second one. Oh, okay.
That's the same night, though.
Oh.
That was back to back. I got the midget and Kamisha,
the Spanish lady.
Yeah, Kamisha Kamado, the porn star.
Mm-hmm.
I banged her, and then I banged the midget, and then my penis had to take a break.
I can imagine.
And then the next day, I banged Dahlia, the other blonde chick. And then that was my whole, but that second time though, it was back to back within 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I had banged the Kamisha Kamado,
right,
and Alice Little
and Tiny.
Yeah, Alice Little. That was the two that total different opposite ends of the spectrum, Ricky.
Right.
One was a porn star that like she like blew me in the shower. She all these like weird Filipino maneuvers that she like massages the whole night. I was in that room for about an hour.
Whoa.
And it was I didn't come. I came in like 4 seconds.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was like, oh, okay, we're good. And it, like she was doing all this other shit prior. There was so much foreplay. It was ridiculous. That's why I said it was like a once upon a time. It's not it wasn't a happy ending because we had already fucked. I had already came and then she gave me the massage. So literally now I'm on the bed after I came and I'm fucking falling asleep.
Uh-huh.
Because that's how great it was.
In a wet spot?
Yeah, everything. I didn't give a shit where it was. It was my wet spot, Ricky. It's my wet spot, motherfucker.
It's cold, man.
Yeah, if it was her wet spot, it's different. It's my wet spot. I made that wet spot. That's mine.
So you had a few midgets before this story I got?
No, I had one midget. I only had one midget.
Yeah, because I had one, but it was after I got caught cheating like 3 times.
Okay.
My wife caught me with a midget and said, you cheating again? I said, yeah, but can't you see I'm trying to cut down?
Hey-o! Well, how big was your midget? Wait, first off, was there an actual midget, number one? And two, because now I got to ask you, I don't know.
I like them waist high, bro. They don't have to get on the knees.
Well, the thing with Alice Little, though, is Alice Little is technically a midget, but she's proportionate. It's like, she doesn't have the little Jimmy Dean sausage fingers.
Well, she's not a dwarf. She's a midget.
No, she's classified, because remember we had Puppet on.
Mm-hmm.
Puppet, the puppet, the dwarf
the
killer.
One.
The angry one.
Yeah.
And Puppet said that if you, it designated, I think we looked it up, it was 4'3" and under classifies you as technically a midget.
Yeah, but that's if you're proportioned correctly.
Well, no,
but
she's proportionate.
If you're
yeah.
a dwarf, I think has a normal torso or something like that.
No, they have like a longer torso. Yeah, they have like a long torso. Well, she doesn't
but
have
the
that.
Arms and legs are short.
Yeah,
the
she
other
did,
one's
yeah.
proportionate.
Short legs.
This is going to make me sound like such a pedophile. She looks like a young girl. That's what Alice Little looks
she
like.
Was
she
looked.
Yeah, she was 8 at the time, officer. No, she looks like a normal woman. It's just that she looks like a smaller version
of
a woman.
She was 18.
So, we were talking. Me and Alice were talking prior to everything. We met each other, you know, on Facebook and all this stuff, and going back and forth. And if you look at her pictures, you don't know she's small until you meet her in real life.
Then it really hits you. Like,
yeah, then you're like, holy
wow.
shit.
Yeah.
And then I was so excited. I'm like, I'm going to fuck a midget.
Yeah.
And I got it all. I'm like, ah, I'm fucking a midget.
That's a lot of fun. Cause
oh, it's so good. Dude, you can throw her around. It was great. So then we had.
Is she a fucking pancake?
Literally, she flipped a couple times. She flipped a couple times. She was also the one that, like, I ate her out. Remember, Papa got angry with me. She's like, you ate a prostitute's pussy? I went, yep.
Yep.
Yep. I, at that point, didn't care.
You're brave.
I had more balls than brains. I'm like, you know what? Let me, I'm going to eat out the prostitute's pussy. I don't even care.
Brave man.
And then, so that was the end of that first, the first night. And then the second night was the, second night was the party. Mm-hmm. And I made out with Dahlia, and then the third night I had sex with Dahlia, and then I went home the next day.
There you go.
So that was thank you. It's a very small crowd, but thank
very
you.
Small crowd.
But yeah, so that was that's my and then that was that Alice Little? the whole Bunny Ranch thing. That's the thing. Like I've lived the Bunny Ranch life. Alice, shut up! I've lived the Bunny Ranch life, so I really don't need to, like, even if I never go again, I have the stories. I have the clothes from the place. I have the, like, Dennis didn't, I can't tell you I've never been to the mountaintop. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. I've gotten to experience stuff that you guys have not experienced. So I win, you lose. That's the word. But that's my whole midget story. What's your midget story?
How is midget pussy?
Midget pussy, you want to talk about tight? That's fucking tight. She has, like, the tightest pussy I've ever had in my life.
Makes you feel big, though. That's
dude, it made my dick look huge. I was like, monstrous. Yeah. I look like Ron Jeremy, because it was, like, fucking huge compared to her. When she, like, I undressed her. We were, you know, making out, and, like, things are falling off me, things are falling off her kind of thing. And like, I literally, like I said before, I started eating her box. So I'm doing that, and I'm noticing that it looks like a normal pussy, but it's very small. So you start, it's like an itty bitty little pussy. So then you go, okay, this is cool. And then when you start having sex with it, you're like, this is amazing. Like, it's amazing. That's the exact noise it made.
See, that's pussy I'll pay for.
Yeah. Well, I got that for free. But literally, that to me, one of the best, she is the top of the tops for me when it comes to my sexual conquests. Because we've discussed this, my number's not incredibly high. Like, I'm in the double digits, and I look like this. So that means a lot to me. If I'm in the double digits and have this body, I look like Slimer from the Ghostbusters. Okay. If I'm still getting double digits in poon, even though some of them were prostitutes, still counts because I never paid.
Oh, wow.
So it still counts in my book. That she is the top of the tops for me. Alice Little is the top of the charts, and then I can count down all the other pussy I've ever had and made a list. Really? Do you have one that's like that? You like? And I know you're going to probably say your wife because she's probably listening. Yeah. But do you have one that like reigns supreme over all of them, Ricky? Like one that you know is the. This is the girl, like, even when I'm jerking off, I can think about her and jerk off. Like, that's the sex. Do you have one? Because you're married, too. She's not home, so she ain't listening.
No, she's up. She just came home.
Oh. So say it quiet.
I do. But the girl I think of the most is a girl I never fucked.
Ah.
You know,
so it's a pussy you never had.
Never had her. You know, always wanted her, but never had her. Still in my mind.
There she is.
That's it.
How's your cousin? You okay?
Yes, she's fine.
She's fine?
Yes.
So why didn't you fuck your cousin?
I
asked, but then my uncle was like, fuck off. Why? That's my daughter. Yeah. Why?
Southerners?
Yeah. Baptist. there you go. Why did you not have sex with this person?
Because like, it would not.
She just wouldn't fuck you? Because she had her vision. That's why she didn't fuck me.
Think I didn't try?
It's not like I didn't beg. I totally begged.
He kept a fantasy for later on. So you know when he reached this point, he has
something.
That's
probably why all these years and this years,
yeah,
it's still in my head. You know.
What is, give me a, not, don't give me her name.
I'm not
no, no, give me like, what does she look like? Redhead, blonde, she brunette. No, I know she looks good. What does she look like, though?
Sophia Loren.
No, like,
well, you don't know, but you know.
No, I'm just saying. Like, is it like, because the one that got away, usually you can remember every fucking.
Well, she's.
Oh, come on, the show's over already?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Saved by the bell, Bill.
God damn it.
So, basically, Sophia Loren? Something like that?
No,
Adrian
no.
Barbeau?
Actually, more of a Farrah Fawcett type.
Oh. Okay.
For Ricky Love, who just came in, who didn't finish. Thank you. Free speech is never silence, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're gonna fuck that chicken, make sure it's not your cousin, like Joe didn't fuck his cousin. Remember that. And remember, pussy is not that expensive. Just saying. 79 cent chips, I'm just saying. It's not that expensive. Until then, I say AMF, my friend. It means adios, motherfucker!
It's a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.